To the north, filmarem prentsaurrekora.
Good afternoon. Let's commence the film, Chinese film, Back to the North, that has just been shown within the official competition section of the film festival. We have the director and scriptwriter of the film, Liu Hao, who already competed in San Sebastian in 2010 with his previous film, Addicted to Love. And we also have his two actresses, Su Jijuan and Liu Xiaoyaoi, the director of photography, Lia Yang Koim, the art director, Yang Farong, and the producers, Christian Abian and Juan Mailin. Whenever you deem pertinent, we can start with the first question. Well, as I can see, it seems that there's a question there. Welcome. I would like to know, and it's a question for the director, because why he shot the film in black and white, and could you explain what you deal with in the film so poetically, whether it's as harsh and tough as the pain that all of these people go through, and they're always smiling at the same time?
实际因为我从入这一行开始就是有一个黑白电影的这么一个情节，原计划我应该是在2005年完成我的第一部黑白电影，但是呢，一直因为很多机缘巧合的事儿，一直等到了是去年，去年具体为了。 接触了这个题材的时候，因为我们当时我们的预算也非常紧张，所以要拍个彩色电影的话，它可能这个预算不足以能够支撑，能够达到最佳的效果。还有一种呢，可能是这文本上的一种需要，因为纯彩色之后，它有很多主观东西，基本我们都把它过滤掉了，所以就还原这么一个最简单的一个世界，黑与白。嗯。
When I started to work in cinema, black and white has been a format that I've liked very much, and I always wanted to use it in my films. Initially, I was going to use it in the film that I made in 2005, but to certain circumstances, I couldn't make the film in black and white. Especially when last year, when I started to address the possibility of shooting this film, it came to mind once again to make the film in black and white. And another one of the reasons is, undoubtedly, if we shoot the color, we shoot the film in color, we would have budget difficulties. And plus, the subject matter that we're dealing with is an issue which is quite harsh, and I wanted to highlight more with the use of these two colors in black and white.
说那个，因为我们更多的可能是在探寻，就是人内心深处的一种无限可能性。因为我们每个人内心深处，它的这种多重性跟一种无限可能性，往往交织在伴随着我们这一生。And so,
second question, the truth is, in one way or another, we don't know how each of our characteristics are. In different periods of time, we change feelings. All of these things, it's difficult to define. These human characteristics. Next question, please. I would like to ask the director whether he could explain the phenomenon of the lost families, which is what I imagine motivated you to make the film at the end of the day, because it's something that perhaps is way beyond us or we can't understand, but could you go further in depth as regards to this phenomenon of the lost families?
因为失独者也是这些年的这么一个社会现象，因为我们的计划生育也持续了30多年，那么就是导致了就是说有这么一个自然的一个群落就出现了。那么失独者呢，尤其是在早些年，他们就一旦失去了独生子女之后，爸爸妈妈都会面临了一个生活上应该说是基本上是处于一种绝望状态。那么好在呢，就是说我们是从国家是从去年前年开始，那么就在失独这上面又有了一个新的突破。那么这个突破呢，就是说他们可以生二胎，这就是我们片子里边要传递的这么一个情节。
The situation that we're talking about, the lost families, and due to certain circumstances in China, there are many families, they only enable them to have one single child, and for whatever the circumstances, they've lost those children. These families are what we call mother and father have been left alone, and we call them lost family in society, and they have many difficulties vis-a-vis medical assistance and healthcare. One of the things that I wanted to transmit convey, the last 2 years, the Chinese government has enabled, has allowed the families who have lost their only child to have a second child. And this is one of the messages that we wanted to transmit here.
刘浩导演，
这funciona。
你好，刘浩导演，这是继2010年您来那个塞巴斯蒂安之后的第二次，请问这次您有备而来，然后有没有信心能够获得一个金贝壳奖呢？
获奖与否，你说这可能是按中国人说法，可能是有机缘巧合的。从我们来说，更多的就想带一部。就是一部好的电影来到圣塞巴斯蒂安，能够跟全世界各国的媒体和西班牙人民能够最直接的有所接触。那么如果你们喜欢我们的电影，就给我们掌声，如果你们不喜欢也没有问题。
你太谦虚了。
The question is, and this is the second time he's come here at the San Sebastian Film Festival with his film. He's had prepared to do it well, whether he's got any hope of winning an award. The answer is, we've come here just to present our film, and we hope you like my film. If it doesn't win an award, that doesn't matter. We're very happy to be here. Next question, please. Hi, I would like to ask you about the script, the screenplay. It's a film that doesn't have a lot of dialogue, but throughout the film, perhaps the importance of the daughter's reflection when she reflects, when she gives a sentence upon the philosophy of life. Could you talk about how that idea cropped up to give that background narrative, which is very deep, of the leading actress? And there's something that I didn't like about the film. I'm not too sure whether you saw it for the first time today. 2 hours, there's a bit of rhythm from my point of view. I'm not too sure whether you saw it for the first time today. And the audience with the audience, if 2 hours, don't you think is a bit too long for the beautiful story that you've told?
Oh.
因为这个片子的话，它更多的我们从一开始在写这个剧本的时候，更多的是关注人的一种情绪的东西，是人的内心深处的一种起伏这种东西，可能这个是我们更加关注的。所以呢，我们在戏剧冲突这方面呢，更多的是以内核为主，往内核开发。内核开发就是走人的内心世界，这是可能我们在写剧本的时候就这种想法。那么具体拍摄的时候，可能更多的我就跟我的摄影师，我们经常说，包括我跟我们的演员也在说这问题，我们要守静静的守在时间的边上，伴随着时间，然后让我们的那个所有的画面我们在慢慢的涌动。这样的话呢，可以把我们内心深处所想或者所感受到的，或者说即将要喷涌出来一种情感的东西，最终能够在荧幕上能够展现出来。
The first question, it's a film where we want to especially express of that interior emotion of how that can be expressed. The truth is that there's a film where there aren't too many dialogues. When we shot the film, I talk a lot with my camera. What I did is to see how things are happening in those emotions over the internal emotions that the actress expresses. And the idea is to capture those moments of emotion.
这个女孩一家的这么一个故事，她实际她更多的是说这个女孩，是说这个女孩跟她生活的这座城市之间的关系，是说这个女孩跟她生活之间的那条江之间的关系。
If we watch the film, it seems that we're talking about the story about the girl with her family, but apart from this, what I was trying to tell is the story between the girl with the city and the relationship of the girl with the river. If we're talking about that, perhaps the film is too long and the rhythm is a bit slow, and it's my personal way in the editing is not to control. I was trying to find the most suitable, adequate time to explain, appropriate time to explain what I wanted to convey. Thank you very much. Next question, please.In the front row. Hi, good afternoon. I would like to know, first of all, whether the Chinese government currently gives any sort of aid or grants, or how your cinema and filmmaking in China has gone through any censorship due to the issues that it deals with.
因为这些年中国政府无论在各个方面实际都是有实质的一种进步。那么你比方说拿我们这个戏来说，从大家所关注的来说，可能会觉得这个题材比较敏感，在我们自己写的时候也觉得似乎很敏感，但等于写完之后，等我们最终在拍摄这个过程当中，是非常顺利。
The Chinese government in the last 2 years has helped very much in different aspects. When we started to write the screenplay, we thought it's a very sensitive subject matter, very difficult to deal with. When we wrote the screenplay until we shot the film, everything very well, and there were no problems at all.
但到实质性在往前推进的过程当中，还是非常顺利。
Initially, we were concerned that during the shooting of the film, we might encounter difficulties, but when we made the film, we had no problem at all. And it's a long period to examine the film, but not a single frame was cut from the film on behalf of the government. I would like to ask the two actresses, how was it like to work with the director? And between you, one is an actress, it seems she's very young and probably one of her first films, and the other actress is a much more experienced actress. Effectively so, I am an actress, but this is the first film in which I've participated, my first performance in a film, feature film. This film, for me, is very special. It's not one of those films that has a very fast rhythm, or it has a lot of marked ups and downs, but it's a film for me, a very smooth film. It's always there in the background, and it's very beautiful because when we worked with the director gave us the indications that you really didn't have to perform. What we were seeking is what one feels, the emotions one goes through from the inside, how we feel from the inside, and how, and it should come out and be portrayed in a very natural way.
是像那个河水一样的向他奔流而来，但是呢，他做的就是顺着这个 逆着这个河水，然后一直不停地往前走。谢谢。
Bueno,
I'm an actress. This is a young actress, but before being an actress, I used to write plays like Othello or very similar, but this is a beautiful experience that I'm not going to forget in all my life. My house is very close. There's a river who is one of the protagonists of the film, and as the protagonist, it is a girl who has been given a death sentence, and she doesn't know when she might leave this world. But what I've tried is to enjoy every moment that of the days that go by. It's like the river. The river, all of the waves, all the ripples were coming towards me, and I am going against the current, and that made me feel that I had to enjoy and struggle and fight for all the days that I have left to me. Next question, please.
Me gustaría.
I would like to know whether the idea of the use of that song, did you have any other ideas to be able to, through the use of that song, to link, to get the parents together again so that they could have a second child? How did you choose that song and how did it come up?
这还是回到这部电影本身我们想要传递的一种情绪这个问题上来，因为这个戏呢，就是看是说小爱这个家的这么一个故事，更多的是实际是说这个孩子和那条江，这个孩子和一座城池，这个孩子和他自我的潜意识之间的关系，把这些关系在九九归一，最后实际他说的是时光的流逝。
I especially chose this song is the previous message that we wanted to express. It's not only a story about the family of the girl with her family, it's a story that the girl with the river and with the city and everything, all of the things that had gone by, and therefore through this song, it reflects of, it's a reflection of what happened in the past or what took place in the past. I just wanted to add and ask about that last scene where the actress says, it's the only thing that we've got left, hope. Can you talk about that final gesture?
Mm, 明白。实际人无法选择现实，因为我经常是这么理解的，无论碰到任何事情，我都是喜欢是以往前走去守望下一个现实。
Quite often we have no option to choose. My opinion is doesn't matter in what situation and what moment in time, we have to keep going forward and not wait for anything.
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Any further questions?
Sí. 因为这个片子上他也下了很大的功夫，所以有什么问题我们也可以一块探讨。大家
This is the man that did the camera work and he helped with the film. If you have any questions you can ask him about all of the how the film was the photo was shot. If there are any questions for the man who did the camera work, if not, this is the end of the press conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.